Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, East Coast 5 a.m. This is Pat Kennedy calling in from not quite yet so sunny Southern California for this week's edition of Patterday. Today is Saturday, April the 20th. I do hope everyone did have an awesome week and was able to tune in to some powerhouse calls from our good friend, Mr. Tom Tool. As I do every week, if you did miss those calls, please check it out wherever it is that you listen to podcasts and make sure you either give those a first listen or a re-listen. I want to dive in a little to a quote from Seth Godin today called, "You are not your resume, you are your work." And I want you to take a moment and actually think about that. In sales and business development and, you know, growth kind of oriented businesses like ours, it's very common to obsess over our credentials, right? Our accolades and the polished persona that we present on paper and, you know, in media and social media and those kind of things. But your resume is not you. Right, your credentials and your qualifications are not you. They're just a summary or snapshot of where you've been and some of the things that you've done. I'm not saying that they're not important, but we shouldn't let those define us. The work that we do every day, that's what defines us. The interactions that we have with our clients and the business that we build and the family and the relationships that we've built, that's the real measure of our professional identity. So I think it's important to remember that distinction exists. Now, why is that important? Because in a world where everyone is armed with qualifications, what really sets you apart is not just another set of alphabet soup behind your name. It's how you apply those skills, how resilient you are, and how you contribute to your field. It's about being present in your work, continuously improving, and pushing the boundaries of what you can achieve. Now, consider this. When you meet someone the first time around, they've probably already looked at your resume. But in person, they're meeting you. They're not meeting the 3, 5, 7, 12, 15 different letters that are behind your name. They see you and your expertise. They feel your sincerity, and they're influenced by who you are as a person and the connection that you establish in that conversation. That element is what turns that first kind of, okay, well, they look interesting or they look like they're qualified to, I really like him or her. I really want to work with them. And I think thinking about how you can try to embody that message and just try to reflect a little on your recent interactions. Pick one that you just went through and pick one particular aspect that you really believe showcases who you are, your skills, and you think really turned the tide in your favor. Because I can guarantee you, in most cases, there's going to be one or two very distinct moments during an interaction, especially an initial interaction, where you feel like this was it. This got me this client, or this was the turning point that really kind of secured all of this going up. And I really want you to focus less this coming week and this coming month on what's on paper. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be paying attention and growing and learning, but don't worry so much about the alphabet soup. Really think more about the things that you bring to the table and the contributions that you make every single day being who you are, not just who you are on paper. And I think that you have to remember that you are not your resume, you are your work. So make that work impactful and make it speak louder than any document ever could. Thanks so much for being here again. As always, we'll see you back here Monday morning, live at 5.